Good morning. It's Saturday, August 22nd, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily allowed construction of President Donald Trump's planned White House ballroom to continue. Chief Justice John Roberts issued a stay on Friday while the court considers a legal challenge seeking to halt the $400 million project. A federal appeals court had previously ordered construction to stop, ruling Trump could not make major alterations to the White House without congressional approval. The National Trust for Historic Preservation, which brought the lawsuit, said the latest decision is not a final ruling. Trump welcomed the move, calling the project vital to national security. The expanded plans would demolish the East Wing and create a ballroom for roughly 1,000 people, alongside underground security facilities. The Supreme Court's next decision could determine whether construction continues. Another news. The United States has imposed 50% tariffs on some Canadian goods after last-minute trade negotiations failed. The new duties affect around $20 billion worth of Canadian exports, including products such as hockey equipment, and took effect early Saturday. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney suspended negotiations and promised dollar-for-dollar retaliation, saying late changes to the U.S. proposal were unfair and undermined confidence in reaching a deal. U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer accused Canada of declining to finalize terms agreed earlier in the week. The tariffs add to existing U.S. duties on Canadian steel, lumber, and automobiles. The latest dispute could also complicate efforts to renew the broader U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. For businesses on both sides of the border, uncertainty now looks set to continue around the world. Washington is preparing what U.S. officials describe as some of its toughest sanctions yet against Tehran, with measures potentially affecting Iran's major trading partners, including China. The announcement is expected Monday as the war between the two countries approaches 6 months. Iran has condemned the planned secondary sanctions as an illegal assertion of U.S. authority. At the same time, traffic through the Strait of Hormuz has fallen sharply, with only a handful of commercial vessels recently passing through the crucial waterway. Iranian officials say Tehran retains missile and drone capabilities that could threaten shipping. Iran's military chief has promised a severe response to threats, while President Masoud Pezeshkian has called for diplomacy. The sanctions could now put further pressure on Iran's already damaged economy and its relationship with China. Another news. At least 16 people were killed and more than 130 wounded on Friday in the central Ukrainian city of Kryvyi Rih, according to local authorities. 22 children were among those injured, while 9 people were initially reported missing. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a second Russian drone struck the site about 30 minutes after the first, describing it as a deliberate attack on emergency responders. Regional Governor Oleksandr Hancha said 29 people were in serious condition, including 5 children. Zelensky called the strike an act of barbarism and said Ukraine would respond. The attack came a day after a Russian ballistic missile strike killed 17 people in Kyiv. With both sides continuing long-range attacks, the war is approaching its 4.5-year mark. Another news. More than 2,500 people have died in the country's latest Ebola outbreak, according to UN Ebola Coordinator Julian Harnice. The epidemic is spreading rapidly across an area larger than France, while health workers are facing attacks, illness, and deaths of their own. Harnais warned that the financial resources supporting the response could run out within weeks and called for urgent international assistance. The outbreak has now become Congo's largest Ebola epidemic by case numbers, surpassing the previous record outbreak between 2018 and 2020. The current epidemic is caused by the Bundibugyo species of Ebola, for which there is no approved vaccine or treatment. Harness said the outbreak is expanding faster than the response, adding pressure to communities already affected by decades of conflict. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.